meeting to order.
Is Dottie not coming?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Make sure you turn off your cell phones, because otherwise you...
It's my lifeline. Unplug her.
You'll mess with it.
If I start shaking, it's just I'm disconnected. That's what I mean. Oh, boy.
Oh, many things like that. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, Board of School Trustees, regular meeting, Wednesday, June 9, 5:32 p.m. First item on the agenda, approval of the agenda for June 9 this evening.
With approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of minutes of a special meeting of the Board of School Trustees. No one, we can't do that then. It's in progress.
We're in progress.
Okay, we're in progress.
Table it like that.
We don't need to even bring it up.
Okay, we're in progress.
Do we need to table it? Move to table.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Karpik, second by Mr. Marlin. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communication from the audience. Current agenda items. No one has signed up, but is there anyone who wishes to speak? Back row? Anyone?
Mr. Wawa, I'm ready.
Okay. Unfinished business. Anyone? New business, business manager, consultant, Exhibit A.
Yes, as you all know, Mr. Turner is leaving us June 30th, and he's been filling in for us since Connie's resigned back in February, which has actually helped us save some general fund money as well. We did post for the position, and I'd like to recommend for your approval, Ross Sloat, as the business manager consultant for the 2010-2011 school year. It'd be a continuation with administrative assistance contract. His base salary would be $76,000. Ross is currently the superintendent of Benton Central. And he's looking into retiring and then coming to work for us, and that eventually will save us TRF. That will, there are no benefits attached to this, no FICA attached to this. Administrative assistance takes care of all the liability insurance and that sort of thing. And I just think it's a win-win for us, and we'll have to be a little flexible should the board approve his appointment in helping Benton Central find a new superintendent. So this is Ross Slope, and I'd like to recommend.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion.
When can you start?
It says July 1, but also there's the consideration for him helping with Benton Central.
So we'd have to be flexible. So yeah. What I'm thinking is we'd have Bob Channels stay around to help us in the interim. And then once Ross gets fully on board, then Bob can go ahead and retire again from helping us. Go find another position with the ESC.
So it'll be a little transitional initially. Then okay. Come on. Ross, how much time do you anticipate that will involve?
Well, I mean, I talked with the board a little bit, you know, anticipating this appointment, and, you know, I pretty much targeted, I said, you know, my target date was the end of June. That would help with any transition in between, and I expect to have a conversation with them to appoint, and, you know, appoint probably the interim superintendent out there, so... You know, I don't want to be straddling the fence too long, so,
sure.
You know, sooner, you know, target's first part of July.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor of the hiring of Ross Sloat as our business manager? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ross, would you like to say anything to the assemblage?
Yeah. No, thanks for your confidence, and, you know, look forward to work with each of you and get to know you a little better, and become more familiar with West Lafayette and the financial, and hopefully my experiences can benefit the school district, so I appreciate your confidence. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You.
Welcome aboard.
We appreciate
you very much.
Considering us.
Next item on the agenda is the Financial Advisory Committee application.
I've been working on this and received some good input from all of you with regards to revising this. So what I'm recommending is this form, and then we would post this form and have a due date for June 25th, and we'd try to make several announcements out in the community. And anyone interested in participating in the Financial Advisory Committee would complete this form, and then Ross and I would start going through it and try to find those that have the financial background, meet some of the criteria of the representatives that we want on this, so that we can get this committee up and going sometime in July.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I'll move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Springer. That we approve the committee application. Any further discussion?
Just a comment. I did not contribute to any of these revisions, though I appreciate those that did. But I do like the being stating a little bit of it up front. You know, for example, that it really is a school board is charged with the approval of the budget submission. But and then also, I like the idea that this will work with Ross. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Application is approved. We have a resignation here, Exhibit C.
At your place is a resignation from one of our board members, Mr. David Burnett. And with your acceptance of his resignation, the board will have 30 days to go through an application process and appoint a new board member. And what we will do is post that information. We will also publish it in the Journal Courier and get those materials going so that we can start receiving applications. And then I recommend that the board would meet in executive session July 5th for review of those applications. And then July 6th, you would meet in a work session to interview appropriate candidates, select it. And then July 7th, if all goes well, you could make an appointment.
So you need a motion to approve the resignation?
You need to accept the resignation,
accept
and then
it. Once
you officially accept it, the
I make a motion to reluctantly accept the resignation of David Grenat.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion?
Seconding the reluctance
yes.
as well.
Yes, also the reluctance.
He will be greatly missed.
Yes.
So just to clarify, the newly appointed board member would finish the remaining 2 years of his four-year term.
That is correct. And we did make a clarification on the application materials to reflect that. That it'll be a remainder of the remainder of the 4 years, which is 2 years remaining.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. All in favor of accepting the resignation? Say aye.
Aye.
Sadly.
Well, no, any of you others get any ideas?
We have an appraisal contract with the industrial appraisal company, and I think Rick talked about this in the executive report. But
the State Board of Accounts requires that we have audits or appraisals done for our audit. And as you might recall, we had an appraisal done just about 2 years ago with industrial appraisals. And then last year they just did an update based upon certification of assessed valuation and how much our buildings might have increased their value. Since we've added some property or some building square footage, and since we've added equipment, I think it'd be very prudent for them to come in again and update everything. And this is also after the demolition of Burt's Field, so we can get a fair picture of our true value of our buildings. And this would then be used for our next audit that would happen next year when the State Board of Accounts comes knocking on our door.
Yeah. I think it sounds like a good idea. We need a motion to
move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karfig, seconded by Mr. Morrow, that we seek this appraisal contract.
Is this the company we've used for this before?
Yes.
Okay.
They were here 2 years ago. Actually, the reason that I brought them in is because the audit that happened right when I arrived, we were cited for not having, or actually the previous audit, we were cited for not having this appraisal done.
Okay.
So this is a requirement of the state.
Is their fee comparable to the last time? Or?
Yeah, actually it's a little lower because they've already, they spent a great deal of time. I think we paid almost $10,000 last time. So
okay,
it's
yeah,
well under half of this time because they have a lot of things already on the books.
Right.
So it's just a matter of going through and checking out all the equipment and all the facilities and extra square footage this time.
Okay.
And I think we'll see our appraisals go up because we have added square footage and we've added technology.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with this much square footage and this many buildings and all these assets, that's a pretty reasonable fee.
Yeah, it's a very reasonable.
I've seen equipment appraisals be as much as this whole report.
Yeah. It also helps us with our risk insurance. If we, God forbid, had any catastrophe happen, then we have an appraisal to go back to replace it.
Oh, yeah. And it's multi-site as well. I mean, there's some not as convenient or as fast to really look at things at all these different locations we have scattered around town. But yeah, I think this is a very reasonable deal here.
You do have a misspelling on page 7. It's Burtsfield, not Birch.
That's somebody else's gym.
Somebody else's gym. Over there in Birchfield.
Yeah.
Where is that, Karen?
Seven. We'll get that. Great catch.
Yeah.
I'm going to send all my letters to you.
Well, she does well. I wish she were around when I was doing my dissertation. She probably was, but she didn't know.
Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. August registration dates, executive summary, no handouts.
The administration's been meaning to work on the registration. As you might recall, last year we did a joint venture at the junior senior high school in the cafeteria. We had a lot of positives, but we also had some issues. And being that we're shorthanded technology-wise, and it takes a lot of effort to get all the technology and everything integrated in that, we think that it probably would be better to go back to the buildings, because we really had some long lines at the elementary level. So what we're recommending is do the registration at the Cumberland August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Happy Hollow August 10th and 11th, and the junior senior high school August 9th through the 12th.
Move approval.
Mr. Karpik.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Sprayer. Discussion now.
Remind me what day the school started. 17th?
First day of teachers, August 16th. First day of students, August 17th.
So this Cumberland registration is quite a bit early before school.
Yeah, it would actually, it'll help us a little bit determining the staffing needs. Yeah. Because that's usually where you have some of the most unpredicted growth, especially at the kindergarten first grade level. The other levels are pretty easy to capture because you just look at the grade that's moving to the next level.
But people will register far after that, people who have moved in, so those numbers will go up.
Exactly.
That gives vacation.
Gives us a beginning date.
Yep.
All in favor of approving the August registration dates as indicated.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Student Code of Conduct, Exhibit E.
We have two codes of conduct, one from Happy Hollow, one from the junior senior high school. Happy Hollow one is just the rephrased information is dealing with attendance and making sure that if there's an overabundance of attendance, we will report that to the truancy division. That's really what the major change is there. And then Dan is here from the junior senior high school who have been, working really hard to streamline the student code of conduct. So I'll let Dan just give a brief explanation here of the process that we've used.
Okay, well, thank you. The idea is really two priorities, streamline and standardize between the junior and senior high school. We have a number of eighth graders now taking a high school class per credit, so they need to be partly on the high school attendance policy with regard to eligibility for credit, and then with the junior high attendance policy, obviously you can't pull someone from a class and put them in a study hall if the attendance again gets out of hand. So that was the first thought, and what we've consistently heard from Ron, especially from the ISBA consultations he's had over the years, and then what I've heard periodically through the School Safety Academy has been the local controls in the different handbooks and codes of conduct. That's where you can get some discrepancies, some room for debate and deliberation. And so the first part of the code of conduct with those Roman numerals, and especially in Roman numeral one, where it talks about those 29 items and get you suspended or expelled from school. Everything that we've ever had in terms of local control or any specific thing would always be included there. Cell phones, dress code, student expression, anything else along those lines. So based on that advice, we really wanted to streamline and standardize what we've had over the years. There really is not a change of policy of any kind. We took out a high school a zero-hour program with high school that nobody really was using. We've, you know, done the AM test makeup, but teachers really have not used that zero-hour program in quite some time. So we also reordered the disciplinary consequences just so they appear in terms of that progression we would use with a student from a detention to an in-school suspension, out-of-school suspension, etc. So don't always use that progression based on severity of the offense, obviously, but that's the thought there. We went through this process especially after the School Safety Academy in April, and then took it to our department heads, our faculty in May, just for discussion, go over it with a fine-tooth comb, as the faculty can do and should do, and then obviously took it to a board teacher discussion as well in May.
And I thank you for putting in page numbers. And I knew they would be in it. Questions for Dan? Shall we move and then have discussion?
Move approval. Second.
Are these both codes of conduct, both exhibits? For the Happy Hollow and the junior senior high school. Mr. Marlowe?
Yes.
Need a second?
Sorry.
Okay. I wrote down Carpink, so.
Okay.
Now discussion for acceptance of both the new attendance policy at Happy Hollow and the revised and concise junior senior high school code of conduct. And we have talked about this before.
Yeah, and it matches or it incorporates all the up-to-date requirements from ISBA.
Yes. That's actually who all of this is from. ISBA and the Indiana Code updates.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Well, I was going to say, this is very minor. I mean, there's a couple, and this is probably word processing issues, just some spacing issues, and there's some things getting wrong, which I'll give you. You probably saw the first anyway. So.
And honestly, if we go to the printer, every student receives
just some text issues.
They come to register, and they sign off on the receipt of that, but the printer will follow.
Okay, fine.
Any other discussion? All in favor of acceptance, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Code of conduct are accepted.
Thank you,
Mr. Walbaum.
Thanks, Dan.
Well done.
Textbook rental fees and class fees. Exhibit F.
Kind of a sick packet for all of the fees, but this is a textbook rental fund that we are, by Indiana code, have established, and we're able to charge a rental fee of 25% of the retail price. And we have an adoption cycle with 15% for readopted books, and then teacher additions are paid through the general fund, and of course special classroom materials are paid through the fees. And so these would be the fees for this coming school year.
Have things gone up this year?
Yes. We're in the long business.
Yeah.
And I do believe that it would help us with our revenue generating ideas to write our own textbooks and sell them. There's a school district in Arizona that does that.
I'll go digital.
Okay.
I still don't understand this anymore.
Get a Kindle.
Get every kid an iPad.
Now you're talking. I'm with you.
Well, that's what the internet is.
There's a school in Virginia that has done that, actually. All textbooks were on at the secondary level, not the elementary
level. What's the internet for?
Well, there have been issues with the kids dropping, breaking their laptops. There's been issues with theft. So the insurance costs have really been very high, because the school took on the insurance responsibility for it. So they're rethinking that, whether or not they charge the insurance side of things to the parents. So you get into some hefty costs, but they replaced the textbook rental with the technology payments, and so you're paying for the technology, but the insurance is the issue, especially if it misses it, loses it, or a hard drive. And they had to expand their technology department because of, you know, when you exponentially add computers to the classroom, everyone has a computer, then if something goes wrong, you gotta get it fixed. Right, Mark?
Absolutely.
How would you feel about working on 450 laptops?
David.
I would feel very, it would be a unique opportunity.
Well said. Very well said.
I just think,
in addition to busy.
An iPad or a Kindle or whatever, an iPad, whatever, go.
Absolutely.
Well, they have classroom copies now that are hard copies, and then the kids all have one they're supposed to drag home and leave there, and they don't have to go back and forth with it in their backpack all the time.
Right.
Why couldn't that second one be just digital access on the internet?
Sure, what could be? I'm all for it.
Then you just have the one copy that stays in the classroom, and you don't need.
Yeah.
What's the cost differential between textbooks and something like that? Or is it too young to say?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of operation that you want on your laptop. Is it just more for the reading of the textbook, or is it also so you do Word documents and Excel sheets and do presentations? And, you know, a nice laptop you probably could get between $400 and $500, but the, you know, those low ends only last a couple of years, and then you're in the big time replacements. And the whole thing is really more of the maintenance. It's maintenance driven. How do you keep them running? And if you have a kid that needs his stuff and needs in the classroom and it's not coming up, you know, you got to make sure you got the infrastructure in place to support it in order for it to work, because you don't want to interrupt the teachers teaching.
Excuse me. Well, that's why the classroom hard copy book idea works, and then they just go home and use their home computer to access the digital version as if it was their take home. You don't need laptops.
Well, I have to ensure that every student in the home would have access to a computer. five computers, depending on how many.
What you would do, actually, is you'd lease these computers.
Yeah.
You would substitute the fees that they pay for book rental for servicing the lease payments for the technology.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Bada-boom.
Not that hard.
I can move quickly. I've always been a favor. It's teachers I'd have to talk to, right?
The equipment, the subject obsolete.
I just want to make sure they have printers that work. I give them something, they go, my printer got some.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a, no, we don't.
I'll move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Now discussion. What you already have.
Sorry.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries. Reappointment of Mr. Henry Jeffrey Schwab to West Lafayette Public Library Board.
This is something that we do every year in making that recommendation.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Karpik. Miss having two other people over here whose other names could be called.
You guys get heavy.
Now discussion. The only thing that I have always stressed with this is to make sure that this library board or this person is in touch with our librarians to see how, since he is basically our representative, to assure that the public library in West Lafayette is serving the public schools in West Lafayette. So,
how many do we appoint?
One.
No, I thought Linda Eels.
Oh, are there two Linda Eels?
We have Jeffrey Schwab and Linda Eels.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So she's not.
Their terms are.
They're not, staggered.
They're,
terms.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, that I'm makes curious. More sense.
I forgot about Linda.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We're going to accept some money here.
We are. We've got some donations. I'll just read them all for your consideration. Happy Hollow, $500 for Mrs. Hope's fourth grade class. We have $1,000 from Vonic Industries for chemistry at the high school, $1,000 for Vonic Industries for creative sports when it's state of matters for chemistry. We are very appreciative of these.
Make a motion to accept this money.
So moved. Second.
Oh, no, you go.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mr. Karpik.
Okay.
Discussion. That's great.
Thanks very much. Discuss that. Thank you.
Did Mr. Van Werger write for these grants on his own?
Yes, he did. Good for him.
I think he did apply for those on his own. He made the request.
That's nice.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
If you'll accept the money. Information to the board. Is that this registered designation? I have no information to give the board. Anyone else have information to give the board?
We're in polls.
Personnel report.
At your place, the personnel report and some specifics on there. Dr. Sally Miller's retirement letter. Of course, Ross Lowe's request for appointment. Also, I'm requesting the opportunity, if you would be so inclined with us now going through the summer months and having long lapses between board meetings, I'm requesting possible emergency authorization to hire only on an emergency basis should someone resign or a coaching position need to be in order before next board meeting, that sort of thing. But I wouldn't use it unless it was just absolutely necessary.
Let's move on the personnel report first, shall we?
So it's on.
Yeah, it's on the personnel
report. It is.
Report.
Where is it?
Second page.
It's on the revised.
Have we done that?
On the revised one.
Yeah.
Revised.
Okay. You've done that
I
last
year. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second. Discussion?
I have a question about the paraprofessionals.
Mm-hmm.
So how many total paraprofessional positions do you currently have?
That I don't know for sure. I have to get that number for you. What we're trying to do, and we mentioned it in discussion, we're looking at going with a ratio of one paraprofessional per 24 students for more efficiency. And so in the reduction of five, that will help us get to most of those levels. With the total number, I'll have to get back with you on what that total number is. So what we will be doing is we've ripped five. We may have one or two come back, depending upon what the student special education enrollment numbers are when we hit the fall.
Okay. I just kind of trying to get a feel for what percentage of our overall para support this was going to be an impact of, because that seems like quite a few. Right,
yeah, we've got a number of paraprofessionals.
We do.
And actually, our numbers at special ed at Cumberland have been decreasing because of response to intervention and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to also look on the classified side for efficiency, and this actually helps us be able to save some dollars to bring back a teacher. But I anticipate there could be one or two positions coming back, but it would be better now to make the announcement, and then we can always call them back if we get increased numbers.
And the recommendations are permission to post one special ed, mm-hmm. two elementary. So those are openings.
Yes.
After we've taken care of teachers who were ripped.
Yes,
back.
That is correct. That's why Lucas Harmon is the last one for the ascension of the RIF, and now we got all of our RIF teachers back.
Well, then the retirement of some of our teachers allows us to do some.
Right, yes.
Correct. Yeah, six retirements to really save some general fund dollars. Especially under tight budget constraints, and with the state again looking at cutting our budget by up to 5% in December or January, we could lose another $600,000 to $700,000 in general fund revenue. And so we have to watch every dollar.
That's our alarm, I think.
Every once in a while, somebody will go by and they'll have some kind of a transmitter that will set that off. Thanks for interesting office noise.
It's concerning to see the employment that's on here of our new teachers to have a combined experience with three new teachers at the high school level of 3 years,
mm-hmm.
of total experience among the three of them.
Yep. But when you have the state cutting your budget like they have been, like they're going to continue to do, you know, we have to watch every dollar.
Let's hope that improves.
Yes.
That was the comment. Yes.
But if you look at their background, I mean, they have some, I think, some good qualifications. And I've been very pleased. We had 2 years ago, remember, the first and second year teachers we brought in. I think they've been outstanding with what they've been doing and have been accomplishing. I think of the one, Eric, that just resigned. You know, he's very good in the English class. He was a zero-year experienced person. And we're all mourning him leaving us, going to New York, but the work that he accomplished in a short time. So there is quality there.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to accept the personnel report, the revised personnel report. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Personnel report is accepted. Accounts payable.
recommending we pay our bills. And Brad, you have any questions? I'll do my best. The people that put it all together have left me stranded. So
they've left the building. What was the Union Club Hotel? The NCA Hotel.
And we had North Central accreditation team here, and we did the North Central accreditation for the junior senior high school.
Okay.
And that's actually part of the, it helps us with the school improvement plans that were required by the state.
What's the Energy USA again? TPC, $10,450. It says for March 2010.
Energy USA?
Yes, sir.
I'll have to check on that. Probably something with
it. Says Utilities Gas Corporation.
Yeah, probably with their utilities. Could be a pass-through through WBEC, too. What's the number?
Oh, 505-639. Oh, that's the check number.
Is it under capital project?
It's under capital project.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, it's probably a pass through for the utilities. I would think it's a WBEC contract.
That's all I had tonight.
Any other questions? We still need a motion on the table for this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Parfick, seconded by Mr. Marley. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor of paying our bills, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Board and superintendent reports. Do you want to say anything about strategic planning?
Sure. The strategic plan met, planning group met Thursday and Friday, and we have some action plans that we need to take back to the committee for consideration of suggestions and updates. So I think that in the timeline, the scheme of things, and talking with administration today, that it's going to probably be a little tough getting those groups together over the summer, so we probably won't see that coming back until August. So I'm hoping August, September, early October is when we can finalize everything. I'm sorry for the delay, but we want to do it right, and we want to take the action plans that were carefully considered by everyone there to ensure that, that we address many of the, some of the issues. And Diane had a good point on action plan 6 for strategy 1, that it needs to be expanded, and those are the opportunities for international exploration or connections. And so we've got a variety of things that I think that we've got to do to firm those up, and then we'll get them to teacher discussion and get them to the board for final consideration.
Any other questions?
Well, I just have a comment that I thought that there, especially on Friday, I mean, there was some relatively passionate discussion on, and I thought that was good. I mean, what Diane brought up too as well, that it wasn't just the rehash of what we put together last year, but I thought, and all the work that had gone into it, that it wasn't just a rubber stamp job. I thought there was some real effort putting into making sure this made sense as much as possible. It's still going to be, it's going to be a document that will test everyone, I think.
So there's going to be some significant changes to some of the action plans?
I think
potentially.
Yeah, some, but I think also just reworking is probably the best way to say it.
Refining. Removing some redundancy more across the action plans.
Okay. And give us a timeline, please, for finding a happy home principal.
Well, the posting ends Friday. We're accepting applications. The committee will start work next week to go through applications. The following week, there will be interviews. That would be the week of June 21st, I believe. And the committee hopefully will identify a couple of candidates to bring to the board by late June, early July, with the hope that we can make an appointment by July 7th. And right now we're closing in on about, what do you think, 15, 16 applications?
12
applications so far.
She thinks 12. She knows 12.
Why ask her?
Anything else we need an update on? Anything that you can say there?
Just keep those executive sessions in mind for the board appointments and interviews.
That's 6 and 7, all at 6:30.
6:45.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
6:45. 6:45 Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We're back on the regular schedule.
That's fine. I just, I for some reason had those two.
July 6th at 6:45 both days.
And the 5th is an executive session. The 6th will be a work session, followed by an executive session. And then the 7th, hopefully you could appoint, possibly appoint a Happy Hollow principal and a board candidate.
At the right end.
The 7th, you're going to have to make a decision about a board candidate. And if you don't appoint one by the 7th, then the Tippecanoe Court or the West Lafayette Court, one of the courts, that moves to their venue. You know about that, don't you, Ross?
Yeah, we went through that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Usually there's two other items of business that we take care of in June. One is the board officer nominating committee activation and the superintendent evaluation process. Do you want to?
Well, I had wondered about that. I guess we need to have the committee put together to do that. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer to head up that officer site?
Well, I've been in the past couple of years. I'll just email them and ask.
Thank you, Karen.
And then the superintendent, you said the
evaluation.
Yeah, we usually do that sometime in the summer.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to get through a lot of this stuff right now before we.
And then we'll be.
Right, not as pressing.
Pressing because the officers will
see. And eventually we're going to talk about rescheduling our retreat.
Yes.
Canceled
yes.
For the 16th.
Right, yeah.
I think that's
my May and June.
That's a good thing.
Phenomenal.
I think other dates were. I mean,
yeah.
In terms of just trying to get dates.
Oh, yeah.
It's three-ring circus.
Yeah. Okay, future meetings. In addition to everything, the other dates we talked about, July 7th. Oh, that's where I was writing the things down. Yes. And a regular board meeting immediately following the organizational meeting.
And you do have an executive session Friday at 11.
Okay. At 11.
Brad, is that too early for you? You said you were available after 11. Should it be 11:30?
Can I turn this back on?
Okay, just a little bit. While he's looking, is there anyone who wishes to speak from the audience concerning non-agenda items? Okay.
I think I would.
Okay, sure.
My name is Christy Sarah. Do I need to say it? I don't know protocol.
Tell us your name and your address. I think that's
Christy Sarah.
And how do you spell your last name?
S-E-R-R-A.
Okay. And we received an email from you today.
Did.
Is that correct?
Yes. An email from me this afternoon. At 3:30, if you didn't have time to read it, you have a copy.
I read it.
Share that with you.
I think we all.
I didn't.
You didn't read it?
I didn't get a chance to see.
It's basically, it's a little bit lengthy, but I want to share some concerns that I have with each of you. My email comes to you from many perspectives. First and foremost, I'm the parent of two children that attend schools in this corporation. One will be in the seventh grade, and the other will be in the second grade. I'm a property owner and taxpayer. I'm a teacher, and I hold several professional, I belong to several professional organizations, and I'm very active in those. I'm not usually one to jump in the middle of controversy. I'm extremely nervous, but I've decided to share my story with you because you're going to be making some decisions, and I think you've made some tonight regarding the hiring of teachers. I was an elementary PE teacher here in the West Lafayette School Corporation from 1994 until 1997. It was through those experiences early in my career that I not only developed an understanding of professional excellence, but I also learned how to pursue excellence for myself, my students, and my school. That mentality has been with me ever since my days as a teacher here. Since 1997, when I was RIFT for the fourth and final time, I have pursued excellence in everything that I have done, in every stop along my professional journey. I have earned my master's degree with a 4.0 GPA. I've taught at Purdue and Indiana State. I've written grants. I've attended workshops and conferences. I've held leadership positions at the state level. My husband and I moved around for a few years after I was RIFT, but made a very conscious decision to get back to the school corporation for the benefit of our children. In the summer of 2003, a PE position at Cumberland Elementary School became available. I applied for that position and was not even granted an interview, although I did meet with the then principal to discuss the legalities of being RIFT many years prior. The position was filled ultimately by Mr. Shane Fry, who at the time did not have any teaching experience and did not have an advanced degree. Sometime later, I did receive word that the principal was quote-unquote not allowed to hire me because of my years of experience and my master's degree. On Friday, May 20th, there were three job openings posted on the WLCSC website: an English teacher at the high school, a Spanish teacher at the high school, and an elementary school PE teacher at Cumberland Elementary School. According to the official job posting for the PE opening, the only qualification for that job is an Indiana teacher's license in physical education. I do still have a number of connections with former teachers, former parents, current parents alike, and the general consensus is that the ideal candidate for that job, again, is somebody with 5 years of experience or less and no advanced degree, which automatically disqualifies people like me from consideration for any position here. Regardless of that mentality, I submitted my application materials and professional portfolio to Dr. Killian, Dr. Miller, and Mrs. Bowers for consideration. When dropping off my application materials at the administrative office on Monday, May 24th, I expressed my concern directly to one person and was assured that having many years of experience and a master's degree didn't necessarily disqualify me from consideration. I also asked at that time how to calculate my years of experience so as best to be able to be considered, and I have that whittled down to the smallest number possible. I've placed that information in a spreadsheet. You got it in your email. Later that same day, while giving Mrs. Bowers a copy of my application material portfolio and a spreadsheet of my years of experience, she did indirectly indicate that the years of experience was right on target, but that my master's degree would not work in my favor. I am the teacher that I am today because of the years that I spent in the schools of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation. In any other situation, I would probably be content to sit back and let the process work itself out. But knowing that others, in addition to myself, in similar situations with regard to experience and education have not been considered seriously in recent years, has made me need to respond in a very Since I returned to this city, I have been heavily involved in the various aspects of the education of both of my children. I've served on committees. I've been room parent. I've done many things whenever feasible and whenever possible. My husband and I embraced the Secure Our Schools campaign as well as the recent tax referendum because of their promise to uphold the commitment to maintaining our high academic standards and keeping hiring quality teachers. Once confronted with my latest attempt to return to teaching in West Lafayette and knowing what an uphill battle it would be, I reached out to people that I know who also supported the tax referendum. I sent an email to Mary Beth Boyd requesting information about specific hiring policies, and I was informed that there is not any formal policy that might limit my ability to be hired except the requirements established by the Indiana Department of Education. She also informed me that Mrs. Bowers is responsible to choose whom she wants to interview and whom she recommends to the Board of Education for employment. I also sent an email to approximately 35 to 40 people with direct ties to the school system, recommending kind words, recommendations that they could direct to Mrs. Bowers. And then I'm also forwarding this email to members of the Cumberland Parent Council. I was called in for an interview with Mrs. Bowers, and that took place yesterday morning. I do believe that in the nearly 2.5 hours that we talked, that I was able to thoroughly convey my passion, my vision, and my ambition for helping her create a PE program at Cumberland Elementary School that all parents and students can be proud of. I presented her with a 3-step proposal that would establish Cumberland Elementary School as a leader in the state of Indiana with regards to providing quality physical education at the elementary school level. But since the first day the current job was posted, one name continued to be mentioned as the heir apparent to the position that Mr. Holland's retirement was created. This person is a teacher and a coach in the corporation, has 6 years of teaching experience, no advanced degree, but is not certified to teach physical education. Yet this person may actually be recommended at tonight's school board meeting to fill the PE opening at Cumberland Elementary School if the 3 phone calls that I have received since early this morning are accurate. I know Exhibit K was a personnel report. I don't know exactly what was contained in that. So the rest of the sentence says, I reached out to Mrs. Bowers for confirmation of this. I have not heard back. I don't know what Exhibit K says.
That position was not filled tonight.
Okay, and that is an extreme relief to me. Therefore, I do believe that there are definitely more highly applicants for the PE position that is posted. I have previous experience as a PE teacher at all levels, preschool through college. I have devoted a considerable amount of time to pursuing additional skills and knowledge, including getting my master's degree. I have done all of the things that a person should do to put himself or herself in an excellent position to be considered for any opening in any school system. Since I do not know any of you personally, I also attached a copy of my application materials. So as a parent, resident, taxpayer, teacher, and involved professional, I am feeling very discouraged today. I'm also somewhat disgusted to think that the corporation may still be thinking only about the bottom dollar, or returning a favor, or honoring the good old boys club, and not necessarily being as concerned as it should be with finding and hiring the best candidate, the person most willing and most likely to provide best education for all of our children. The tax referendum passed overwhelmingly just over a month ago. One would think that a very concerted effort would be made by the entire corporation to use those openings, the first ones to become available after the passing of the referendum, to make a statement such as this. Indeed, we are committed to our high academic standards in all areas, and we will be hiring the best teachers available across the board with no exceptions, with no regard to years of experience. Teachers have done their part by agreeing to a pay freeze for the coming school year, and the parents have done their part by making certain that the referendum passed convincingly. Now it is time for you to do your part by taking a more active part in the decision-making process. I want to state very clearly, I am not demanding to be given the PE position job for which I have applied for. I am asking the following things. Number one, fair and equal consideration for all candidates, especially for those with proven track records as pursuits in higher education. Willingness to hire only teachers of the highest quality, and unfortunately, quality does coincide with years of experience and education, and therefore the money that you were just talking about. Number three, promoting a system in which holding a certification in the area being applied for should only be considered the minimum of requirements and that people do not receive considerations for positions in which they do not hold degrees and or certification. I also encourage you to investigate each person recommended to you for employment, both tonight and in all future meetings. Teacher license information is a matter of public record and is available online. I provided that link for you. With regards to the specific PE position that is open, I encourage you to familiarize yourself with the 2010 Shape of the Nation Report, Status of Physical Education in the USA. It was a document that was just recently released, provides great insight into the efforts of the physical education profession, making sure that we get high quality instruction for every child in every school in every state in the United States. It also provides the traits of a highly qualified PE teacher, indicators of a high-quality program, and provides key information regarding the status of PE programs in each state in the nation. And again, I provided you links to those documents as well. So basically, thank you for your time. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration of this situation.
Thank you, Kristen. Anyone else have anything they would like to say? Board member? My only response right now is that continued understanding by our patrons that money is still incredibly tight this year. The referendum passed, but those monies are not going to be available. And our concern for hiring the very best is the same as your concern.
Money will not be available in the referendum until till a year from now, in essence.
That's why. Thank you.
I think Dr. Killian also made reference earlier to the fact that we're corporations are likely looking at another 5% decrease come this December.
So money simply has to be a major player. For now.
I think probably a greater concern in all of that is at minimum hiring somebody that's certified in the area that the job is open in.
I can live with that.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't make the assumption that the information that you have, that the person that you have referred to is not certified. There are different rules, as you know, rules 46, 47, lifetime license rules 2002. And this board cannot hire someone in and put them in a position without them being certified.
That's reassuring. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again. I know it takes guts, stamina, fortitude to get up and speak. We appreciate that. Brad, you were going to check on the time, the 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, I can make it.
Okay.
I might have to cut out a little early. I got to have an 11:45 lunch. Maybe I can push it back.
Okay, if there's no other business, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We do have one thing to sign here.
It's 5:30.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to be a simple parent. And the rules change on me, so I apologize. So what meeting do I need?
Yeah, I thought maybe you had your time wrong, too, got it. I thought maybe you had your time wrong.
Yeah, I just got to
be simple.
Yeah. This Friday?
Yes.